Let's review Usher's album titled A. So Usher returns with another album 2 years after releasing his last album, Hard to Love. A decent album, but it showed a change in his choice of sounds and tone and lyrics for his music. I was always a big fan of his choice of singles, but his first single, No Limit, just had me asking, why would he embrace the same trap instrumentation that you already hear from Chris Brown, Bryson Tiller, Party Next Door, and lyrics that sound like they came from Ty Dolla $ign or Jeremih? Usher is a better recording artist than all of those mentioned. I didn't mind him embracing trap instrumentation because he still has the effortless charisma and vocal chops to back up his songs. In other words, I didn't hate the direction he was going in, but I felt that the traditional and atmospheric instrumentation that came from folk like Diplo on Climax was better and made him more likable. And I virtually feel the same way about this collaborative album with Zaytoven. For those that don't know, Zaytoven has worked with the likes of Gucci Mane, Migos, Future, who's actually on the song Stay at Home, which has these rattling percussion and plinking keys and finger snaps. It's a whole lot of flexing from Usher that for the most part is believable, but him saying that he says he'll kill a dude like cancer, come on. I like his flow of singing, but odd enough, Future sounds more at home with this instrumental than Usher. Which is no surprise if you're a Future fan, because he did a collaborative mixtape with Zaytoven earlier this year. The track sounds like it could have fit in with the rest of that mixtape. The next song, ATA, has Usher flexing to his girl and convincing her to hop in his G5 among other lavish requests. It's okay, but I wish it was longer. I can say the same for the next track, Peace Sign, a seductive track with a catchy hook. But my favorite tracks have to be You Decide, along with this other track that I'll mention coming up. I love the woodwinds incorporated in it. The chorus is sticky and Usher kills it performing his heart out. I've always liked that he knows how to warm a woman's heart after he admits his wrongs or doesn't want the relationship to end, which was the case on the even better track Say What You Want, where he floats between a cool falsetto and a warm tenor on the hook with these dreamy keys sliding up and down. I love everything about this track. The woodwinds lingering on the hook, the ad-libs in his verses, the finger snaps, the minimal percussion for the rest of the track to breathe and give room for Usher to perform. Looking at the credits, I was shocked to see that Dietrich Haddon and King Los were two of the several co-writers of this song. Dietrich Haddon being a well-known gospel singer and King Los being a dope rapper signed to Bad Boy with some of the best freestyles on Sway in the Morning. Birthday is a fun track. Usher has his sing-rap cadence, so any Usher fans that aren't fond of his new direction that he's going in may not exactly be fond of this. They definitely won't like the song Gift Shop featuring Gunna, which is my least favorite track. I don't doubt him treating a Gucci store like a gift shop given his fame and status, but this type of content isn't his strong suit. It wasn't to begin with. It also doesn't help that Gunna ruins the vibe with his ear-grating voice. I don't hate this album, but I feel that it's another album that I'm mixed about. It's hard to top Confessions, don't get me wrong. I don't see that ever happening. It's also not helping that contemporary R&B music isn't as mainstream as it was in 2004 or 2008 or 2012. But for every new male R&B artist that comes out, that's just another one that will likely say that if it wasn't for Usher, they wouldn't have their career. And before I give my rating, and since I was asked about this meme that came out after that awful singer Jacquees made that dumb comment, Usher's the king of R&B. I give it a decent 6.